This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
If you run a business, you know the feeling, right? One minute, sales are booming, the phones are ringing off the hook, and you feel like you've cracked the code.
Yeah, like a genius.
Exactly. And then the next minute, it's just crickets. You're left staring at your budget, wondering if you just, you know, wasted 6 months of ad dollars.
And wondering if your growth plan is really just a glorified roller coaster ride.
Totally. Growth is never just a straight line up. Dealing with those unpredictable peaks and valleys, the seasonal slowdowns, the market shifts, it can be exhausting. So this deep dive is really for businesses that are tired of constantly being reactive.
That's absolutely right. And that unpredictable nature, that's precisely what we're tackling today. We are unpacking a strategic financial and, well, marketing framework known as seasonal budget modeling, or SBM.
SBM. Got it.
Our mission here is to show you exactly how this model allows a business to stop reacting to the market and start, you know, anticipating it.
Getting ahead of the curve.
Exactly. Positioning you ahead of your competitors and maintaining not just sales, but steady, predictable profitability all year round.
Okay, so we're diving into a strategic guide, one that shifts that feeling of maybe throwing money at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Which never really works long term.
Right. Into a clear, quantifiable, and hopefully profitable roadmap. This sounds like turning unpredictability into, well, a competitive weapon.
That's the goal. Mm. Let's start with the problem that SBM actually solves.
Right.
The sources we looked at call the reactive cycle.
The reactive cycle.
Yeah.
That sounds like financial whiplash, doesn't it? You hit a slow period, maybe panic sets in a little, and you start desperately overspending on expensive ads just to get some leads, any leads.
Right, you're just chasing volume at that point, not necessarily quality.
Then when the market inevitably peaks, you scramble again to capture that demand, but you're using like unproven messaging and probably inefficient campaigns because you didn't plan.
You're always playing catch up. And the cost of this cycle is enormous.
How so? What are the big costs?
Well, because you were panicking in the slow months, you likely blew money on high cost per acquisition leads, high CPA leads that maybe never converted.
Okay, wasted money there.
Then when the high season hits, you miss the chance to really maximize that demand because your lead flow is just unpredictable. You haven't laid the groundwork.
So wasted ad dollars, maybe inventory issues because you couldn't forecast properly.
Exactly. And ultimately, you leave massive growth opportunities just sitting there on the table, untouched.
And the reason SBM is described as elegant, I guess, is because it flips the script entirely.
Completely. It's not just about setting aside cash for a slow month that's just saving. SBM is about creating a proactive plan that ensures you maximize your return on investment, your ROI, in every single quarter, slow or fast.
It's strategic spending, not just hoarding cash for a rainy day.
Precisely. And what's fascinating here is how SBM immediately changes your perception of your own business cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the structure to first forecast those demand cycles with, well, remarkable accuracy, or at least much better accuracy.
Okay, better forecasting.
Second, it lets you align your marketing spend precisely with periods of high customer intent. So your dollars land exactly when the customer is actually ready to buy.
Maximum impact for the spend.
Third, it prevents those critical, really painful cash flow challenges during the slower months. And crucially, it helps maintain consistent lead generation year round.
You know, that last point about consistency, that seems like what allows businesses to truly scale without all the stress. You avoid those periods of feast or famine.
Exactly. Predictability is key for scaling. So the question then becomes, how do you actually build this? If we connect this to the bigger picture, we need to dive into the five foundational steps for building an SBM strategy that really works.
Okay, let's unpack the how-to, starting with step one. Analyze past performance. This sounds like laying the data foundation.
It absolutely is. You can't predict the future if you haven't meticulously mapped the past. It's fundamental.
So what kind of data are we talking about? The source material emphasized looking at granular stuff, right? Sales, ad spend, lead volume, conversion rates.
Yes. And critically, looking back over the last 2 to 3 years, that duration is important.
Why 2 to 3 years specifically?
Because 1 year might be an anomaly. 2 gives you comparison. 3 really starts to show reliable patterns. We're not just looking for, did we make money last December? We're digging deeper.
Okay, deeper like?
Like, did your cost per click dramatically drop in Q1 because competitors took holidays off?
Yeah.
Did lead volume spike immediately after, say, the school year ended? This historical data lets you identify your crucial seasonal patterns.
And it's the only way to forecast accurately for your specific business.
Exactly. If your average cost per lead was $50 in July for the last 3 years, but it jumped to $150 in February, well, your budget cannot be the same for those 2 months. That's obvious, but many ignore it.
Which brings us neatly to step two, which you mentioned is arguably the most critical and maybe the most challenging for leaders. Allocate flexible budgets.
Yes. This is where most companies, frankly, fall down.
Yeah.
They set a fixed, say, $10,000 ad budget every single month, regardless of whether it's their peak season or a total graveyard.
That fixed budget approach, you called it financial suicide in a seasonal market earlier.
It pretty much is. The nuance in SBM here is critical. During slower seasons, you absolutely must reduce ad spend, but... and this is key, you cannot stop entirely.
Don't go dark, why not?
Stopping kills momentum completely. You need to maintain a strategic, maybe foundational spend, just enough to keep your visibility, perhaps nurture your existing remarketing lists.
Keep the engine warm, so to speak.
Exactly. Mm. And critically, maintain your quality score on platforms like Google Ads. If you stop, that score can plummet, making things more expensive later.
Okay, but wait, this is where the fear kicks in for a business owner, isn't it? If things are slow, the natural instinct is hoard cash, cut everything non-essential. Why maintain that spend if the immediate returns look poor?
That's a great question. And it comes down to that competitive edge. When most of your competitors do cut their budget to zero in the slow times,
the cost of advertising goes down.
Dramatically, often. The cost of competition bidding on keywords, for example, drops. By maintaining that foundational spend, you capitalize on lower costs. And maybe more importantly, you prevent that momentum loss. Restarting paid campaigns from scratch is far, far more expensive than just keeping them running at a low hum.
Right. Avoids the cold start penalty.
Precisely. Then, when your peak season arrives, you must be prepared to aggressively ramp up. We're potentially talking about spending 3, 4, maybe even 5 times your slow month budget to capture that maximum demand. The budget has to follow customer intent.
Okay. Flexible budgets, not fixed. Got it. So we've analyzed the data. We made our budget flexible. Step three is about risk mitigation. Diversify lead sources. This speaks to that vulnerability of putting all your eggs in one basket, right?
Exactly. Imagine your business relies, say, 80% on paid search. But paid search costs spike 200% in your peak season, which can happen.
Suddenly, your main channel is unprofitable.
Instantly. A balanced SBM approach recognizes that different channels perform differently in different seasons. For example, your slow season is actually the ideal time to invest heavily in foundational assets. Things like SEO and content marketing.
Because SEO is more of a slow burn, isn't it? You put in the work, write the content in, say, February when sales are quiet.
Uh-huh.
But that content starts generating organic traffic, maybe becoming a powerful, cost-free lead source by June, just when the cost of your Google ads has potentially skyrocketed.
Precisely. Uh-huh. You use the quiet time to build those cost-efficient long-term assets. These buffer your reliance on the more expensive pay channels during peak demand periods. You really need a strategic mix.
So using something like Google Ads for that rapid seasonal capture when intent is high?
Yes, for the immediate demand.
And then content and SEO for that foundational, maybe more consistent year-round lead generation.
That's the balanced approach. It smooths out the reliance on any single channel.
Now we move to step four, which I have to say I thought was one of the most insightful nuggets from the sources. Test campaigns in advance.
Yes. This is where the proactive strategy really, really shines.
Because you absolutely cannot wait until your peak season, say it's November for retail, to figure out which banner ad converts best or which discount offer resonates.
That's just guessing with large amounts of cash. It's incredibly risky. The SBM method demands that you test your ads, your messaging, your offers during the slower months.
Okay, but here's a question. If I'm testing a new campaign in January, when historically my audience is way less likely to buy, won't my cost per acquisition look artificially high? How do I interpret success or failure in a testing period that's inherently slow?
That is a brilliant question, and you have to adjust your mindset. You have to change your definition of success during that slow season testing phase. You are not testing for immediate profit. You are testing for validation. You focus on leading indicators, metrics like click-through rates, CTR, engagement rates, maybe video view duration, not necessarily the final conversion numbers.
So if ad creative A gets a significantly better click-through rate than ad creative B during a slow month, even if neither converts much right then.
You know that messaging in ad creative A is strong, It resonates better. You validated the creator's efficiency now when the cost of testing is lower, so you can deploy it confidently and at scale when the high-intent buyers return later.
So you're basically de-risking your peak season spend. You're not launching a $50,000 campaign in November hoping it works.
No way.
You're launching a campaign that you already know, based on that slow season data, delivers strong engagement. That completely changes the game.
It absolutely does. It removes the guesswork and ensures that every dollar spent during that maximum demand period is spent on a proven winner, or at least a likely winner.
Makes perfect sense. Finally, we get to step 5, the necessary check and balance. Monitor and adjust in real time. Even the best laid SPM plan needs constant vigilance, right?
Constant. This step demands real-time analytics. You, or your team, must be glued to those crucial metrics we discussed, your CPA, your cost per acquisition.
How much you're paying to get one customer.
Exactly. Your CTR, click-through rate, which tells you if your ads are actually grabbing attention, and of course your conversion rates at each stage of the funnel.
And key is real-time adjustment.
Yes. If a specific campaign or even a channel is underperforming against the projections you made way back in step 1 when analyzing data, the budget has to be shifted immediately.
No emotional attachment to a failing campaign just because you like the idea.
None. You shift the funds instantly to something that is performing based on the live data.
That discipline sounds crucial.
It is. This discipline of immediate adjustment is what separates true SPM mastery from just having, you know, a slightly flexible spreadsheet. You must know your absolute maximum tolerable CPA threshold.
The point where acquiring a customer starts eating too deeply into your profit margin.
Precisely. If a channel crosses that threshold in real time, you must have a plan B ready. Strategically divert funds, perhaps from expensive paid search at that moment, maybe back to internal remarketing lists or email nurturing campaigns, until the cost stabilizes or you hit a better channel.
Wow. Okay, mastering those 5 steps: analyze, flex budgets, diversify sources, test early, monitor and adjust. It really shifts the business from just chasing results
to being firmly in control of its own growth trajectory. It's a huge shift in mindset and operation.
And that leads us, I suppose, to the long-term impact. What are the big payoffs?
Well, the synthesis of this disciplined approach leads to some pretty profound results over time. First, as we touched on, you get predictable lead flow. You eliminate, or at least drastically reduce, those dreaded roller coaster quarters.
Stability. Nice.
Second, you achieve a much stronger ROI because every marketing dollar is tied to measurable, tested results, often validated in advance during those slow periods. Less waste.
And the competitive edge must be massive. While your rivals are potentially stuck in that reactive cycle, maybe panicking and cutting budgets when things slow down.
You're systematically testing campaigns, optimizing your assets, building your foundation for the next peak. You're playing offense while they're playing defense.
Yes, think about scalability, right? If you have this detailed SPM model in place, repeating success year after year becomes much easier.
Incredibly easy to replicate, or at least adapt. The framework for navigating high and low seasons is no longer a guess. It's an actual system you refine each year.
And while we've talked broadly about channels like SEO and content, it is worth re-emphasizing the specific tool the source has highlighted for execution. Google Ads.
Yes, Google Ads came up frequently. It is undoubtedly one of the most powerful tools for executing seasonal ad strategies, capturing that intent when it peaks.
But, and this is the key point the source has stressed, it's only truly effective if it's managed strategically within that larger SPM framework.
Absolutely. Without SPM guiding the budget, the timing, the testing, Google Ads can just become a very expensive lever you pull randomly, hoping for the best.
So the framework makes the tool profitable, not the other way around.
We got it. The strategy dictates the tactics.
Okay, so to summarize our deep dive today, if your marketing feels like a wild swing every quarter, or if you've been frustrated by, frankly, wasted ad spend because you weren't prepared for those market highs and lows, seasonal budget modeling seems to provide the clarity, the structure, and a proven methodology needed to scale. And crucially, scale profitably.
Exactly. It brings order to the chaos. And perhaps to leave you, our listener, with a final thought to mull over. One that really brings together the complexity of budget allocation and that real-time monitoring piece we just discussed.
Okay, what's the takeaway?
The core challenge in maximizing profit during a peak demand cycle isn't just about how much total budget you should spend on, say, paid search. It's more nuanced. It's about knowing exactly how high your cost per acquisition threshold should be allowed to climb during that high demand period when competition is fiercest and costs are highest before that budget must be strategically shifted.
Shifted away from that expensive peak channel.
Yes. Yeah. Shifted away from highly competitive paid search at that precise moment and maybe funneled back towards a slower, cheaper, more foundational channel like SEO content development or maybe even brand building for the next cycle. That tipping point, the point where spending more on the hot channel stops being profitable. Identifying that exact tipping point requires advanced SBM modeling. It goes far beyond just having a simple fixed monthly budget. It's about dynamic profit-driven allocation in real time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.